This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. The Blackfeet Indian Reservation in northwest Montana is now under a mandatory 14-day stay-at-home order. Over the weekend, Blackfeet officials say they identified the first 9 confirmed cases of COVID-19 among reservation residents. Aaron Bolton reports.
Tribal and county officials say all 9 people who tested positive have been quarantined and close contacts notified. The Blackfeet Tribal Business Council implemented a mandatory 14-day stay-at-home order Saturday, saying there's potential the disease is community spread on the reservation. This follows tribal leaders' decision last week to close roads on reservation land leading to the east entrances of bordering Glacier National Park for the remainder of the summer tourism season. Chairman of the Tribal Business Council, Tim Davis, says closing the roads will hit the $110 million a year tourism industry in Glacier County, which encompasses the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. But Davis says the decision was made to protect local residents who may be vulnerable.
We're not, again, doing this based on economics. It was based on science and health.
Davis says the tribe received more than $30 million in federal relief funding and is still deciding how to spend that money. He says the council will consider economic relief for businesses and employees who are out of work due to the closure of the park gates. Glacier National Park spokesperson Jenna Kersman says park leadership is still digesting the decision, but says the east entrances will likely remain closed for the season.
We're taking into consideration things like having one entrance point. If you just enter from the west entrance and exit from the west entrance, what would that look like?
The changing situation on the Blackfeet Reservation comes as most of Montana continues on with reopening. The state announced 56 new COVID-19 cases Monday, the largest single-day spike since the pandemic reached the state. For National Native News, I'm Aaron Bolton.
The state of New Mexico has not done enough to provide an equitable public education for students. That's the ruling from District Judge Matthew Wilson Monday, who denied the state's motion to dismiss a lawsuit against the New Mexico Public Education Department. The decision in the case, commonly known as Yazzie Martinez, means the court will continue to monitor progress until the system adequately complies with a landmark 2018 decision. It's the latest in an ongoing legal effort dating back to 2014 aimed at correcting education disparities for Native Americans and other students who face persistent socioeconomic barriers. State Representative Derek Lente is among a group of legislators who are pushing for fundamental change in how the state addresses inequities. He praised the judge's decision, saying the fact that the state's Native students continue to be ranked near the bottom of most educational indicators is proof the state has not made enough progress.
Throwing money at a problem without a clear and identified set of parameters and policies and plans doesn't do anyone any good, and that we can tout numbers all day long, but the real numbers that count at the end of the day are those statistics of how well our students are doing.
Lente, a Democrat from Sandia Pueblo, says all of the children named in the lawsuit live in his district. He says he's encouraged those students have a chance at their constitutional right to a sufficient education. The state argued its educational reforms since the 2018 ruling were enough to release outside oversight. Native American activists in South Dakota are planning to protest President Trump's upcoming visit to Mount Rushmore for 4th of July celebrations. Oglala Sioux President Julian Bear Runner told the Argus Leader that Trump's visit to the Black Hills required tribal consultation, which did not happen. He echoed the feelings of many activists who want to see the monument removed. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanosky Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
Support by BNSF Railway, moving our economy for over 165 years. Our vision is to operate injury and accident-free with safety programs, training, and technology. More at bnsf.com/tribal relations.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.